Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky. I enjoy doing these podcasts and talking about some of the practical things in parenting. We have so many different ideas and tools that we can share. And Elena, I'm grateful that you and I get to talk about these things. I know you're in the Netherlands and I'm in the United States, but isn't it interesting that parents all over the world have challenges and God's word applies to so many different areas in even across culture. So Elena, welcome. I'm glad that you're joining with me today.
Hi, Dr. Scott, and hi, everyone listening. Yes, indeed. I think it's so such a blessing for us to be able to speak at such a long distance, but yet feeling so close to each other, and to indeed also discuss some of the things that maybe are different for some parents. You know, every parent is different. The way they bring up their children is unique, because every child is unique. So I'm very excited about the topic we're going to share about today, especially because I've grown up in a family where working hard, it was very important. Having responsibility from a young age was very important. And so I grew up with this idea of hard work, with a good work ethic, as you would call it. And I know we're going to talk today about that and how to help our children have, you know, to work hard. And I'm very interested, Dr. Scott, to learn from you also how you have how you are thinking about it and how you have shared it with your own children. So let's dive into it. And why don't you introduce a bit of our topic today, Dr. Scott?
Well, working hard is something that we all know as adults is important. Mm. But sometimes we don't translate that very well to our kids. I talk to parents regularly that say, well, I just want my children to have fun. So we're going to start with an error, I think, that parents sometimes have in their thinking, in that they want their kids to have fun, which isn't bad. But if they just want they believe that sometimes if I have my children have fun and he's happy a lot, then he's going to have this good sense of self-concept and he's going to be a happy adult and things are going to go better for him. But the problem is when we set pleasure as a goal, then it often backfires. In fact, sometimes when we set pleasure as a goal, it turns into addiction in children. They just want to play and play and play and play, and they don't know how to work. So we do have to have a plan for helping our children realize that they are on a mission in life. They are not, childhood isn't just about having fun. I talk to young people, they say, I don't want to grow up. I'm having too much fun being a kid. And I'm going, whoa, that's dangerous. Mm. Because what happens is that these young people do have a hard time growing up. They get into their 20s and they're still living at home and they're 27, 28, 29 playing video games and living at home. Parents are then frustrating, saying, hey, this child is not doing what he needs to do. I just think we have to start earlier. We have to help our children get a vision for life that's more than just pleasure. We want them to understand that there's responsibilities, that working hard is their job, that they might not have a job yet, but they have a job to contribute to family life, to contribute to society in general. By helping children grab that idea early, it really helps to offset some of the complications that can take place in a child's life. So yeah, let's talk about working hard, but let's just first address this concern I have in parents. Sometimes they overemphasize pleasure and they're hesitant to even have their kids work hard because they want their kids to just feel good about life. And I think we've got to do some rethinking of that idea.
Yeah, I agree. Especially because I think nowadays, there are maybe parents who think, you know, I will have my children have a easier life than I had. And perhaps they grew up in a harder environment where they had to have a lot of responsibilities. And they try to protect, they do that because they try to protect their children to so they offer them what they think it's better. And I think that's indeed taking away from the strength that you can give to your child when they have responsibility from a young age. And sometimes I think it's also harder to help it to get it to give a child responsibilities and to watch him do something or her do something because it requires more time and patience. For example, I get sometimes Joshua to do the hoovering, and it's hard work because I need to, you know, keep an eye on him. I need to teach him. If I do it myself, it's just easy. You know, I know what I need to do. So there's many challenges that come with teaching children to work and to have that good attitude when it comes to it. So, Dr. Scott, how would we best, let's say, start with giving children responsibility? I know it's not there's no age thing. You know, you can give your child responsibilities from early age, but how do you introduce this to parents who maybe don't do it yet, but they would like to do it because they think they think it's something good for their kids?
Well, let's start with solving problems. I think that parents do a lot of problem solving with their children and for their children. And I think that in that particular department, we could probably do more of transferring responsibility to the child. Let's say we're at dinner and a child looks down, he says, "I don't have a fork." Well, mm-hmm. if the temptation for the parent is, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't give you a fork, and get up and get one for him, that's not wrong. We're serving our children. But I think sometimes we say to a child, "Oh, yeah, I see you don't have a fork. What are you going to do about that? Or I'm sure you could solve that problem." And so the child then, you transfer the responsibility to the child, who then has to work through the problem-solving sequence to try to figure out what to do. Child gets up, goes to the drawer, opens the drawer to get a fork, and there's no forks. And yeah. And that's probably why there's no forks on the table, or no fork for him on the table. And so now he has another problem. And so he says, "Well, there's no forks in the drawer." He says, "Oh, I'm sure you could solve that problem." And so he looks in the kitchen sink, and there's some forks or some in the dishwasher that are dirty. And so he starts to take a dirty one. He says, "Okay, you can take the dirty one. Probably want to clean it there first." So what we're doing is we're guiding children in the problem-solving process to do work for themselves when they really want parents to do more work for them than is necessary. I think our children could solve more problems at a younger age than we often give them credit for. So that's one way maybe we could start this whole process before we get into things like chores and other things as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good introduction. And also for parents to actually pay attention and be aware. Because I would be the first to go and get that table, that spoon, you know, or that fork. I would not, it wouldn't really very, very easily occur to me, hey, this is something that he can or she can do herself. But I think it's so important to become aware of what you're doing and how you're leaving that space and opening that opportunity for your child to actually do a simple task that would give them also more independence. Yeah, so that's a very good way to start, Dr. Scott. So what else can we do as parents to encourage our children to work harder?
Yeah, I talk to parents sometimes who say, you know, I don't give my kids chores because they're so much involved in sports and they got homework. You know, they got all these things going on, and therefore I don't want to give them more work to do. And I just think, it is good for our kids to be involved in a lot of things, keep them busy. So I think keeping them busy is good. So that's what I say to parents. I like the idea that you're keeping kids busy. I think that can be helpful. But if busyness starts to rob us of other things in life, we have to be careful. Sometimes busyness robs us of the ability to have meals together. Sometimes busyness robs us of the ability to have our spiritual growth time in family life. Sometimes busyness prevents us from getting good sleep or whatever. So sometimes we just have to say, you know what, I'm going to cut out some of the busyness in order to help my child develop in some other ways. Build character is one of those things. And so I think there needs to be a place in children's lives where they are required to do things like make their beds and help clean up around the house. I think we need to expand this, the responsibilities we give to children, past self-care. So taking your things off the table and after the meal and cleaning your room and making sure that your clothes are put away instead of leaving them on the floor. Those are self-care activities. And certainly we need to do those. But contributing to the rest of the family or to the common things in life is also important because it helps children deal with beliefs. Children have these false beliefs sometimes like, well, my job is to clean my room. My mom's job is to clean the kitchen. As if mom's lives in the kitchen or something. And I just think that's a false belief that leads to entitlement on the part of children. We want them to realize that they have responsibilities in society. They have responsibilities to contribute. And so they need to be looking for ways to do that. So I do think we want to expand the list of things that our children do and have some requirements for them to have chores or to get things done or be part of work days on Saturday morning or other things that can help our children to learn how to contribute. It doesn't take a lot of extra time to help clean the kitchen. There were times in our family when we had a rule that said nobody leaves the kitchen until the kitchen's cleaned. And so if you weren't doing part of the cleaning, then you could encourage other people somehow. If someone else is washing dishes, you can't step in and wash the dishes, but you can be there and encouraging people until the whole kitchen's clean. In this way, what we're trying to do is give children a belief that they are that they're responsible for more than just themselves. Children can get sometimes self-focused. So broadening the list of activities can be helpful for children as they're learning how to contribute to family life.
Yeah, I think that's really essential, an essential skill, because it's so easy to promote a sort of selfishness in our children if we're doing everything for them, even if it's because we love them and because we want them to have the best. And I know last year, Dr. Scott, or beginning of this year, we spoke about honor, which is a very similar concept that that talks about the fact that we are offering, we are offering back, we are thinking about how we can, how we can offer honor others with our actions. And I think that's also so closely linked to this, that we can even invite our own children to develop this skill of looking around and trying to come up with their own ideas of how to make things better, how to improve things around them. So, and it doesn't necessarily have to be about them. So yeah, I think that's so important. So we really invite parents to think about this concept of working hard and to, you know, perhaps reconsider how they're putting that across to their children and how they're integrating that in their own family life. And if there is anything they could do to perhaps help children develop that skill further. Dr. Scott, any further words of wisdom you would like to share with us?
Yeah, let me tell you a story about my daughters, my twin daughters who adopted into our family, Megan and Elizabeth, just delightful girls. When they were about 12 years old, they came to us and asked us for horseback riding lessons. And he said, you know, I'm sorry, we can't afford horseback riding lessons in our family. But then my wife and I reconsidered that because we realized we were hearing a lot from them like, oh, it's too hard. This is about just in life, you know, other kinds of things, just when they were given a test. Oh, and looking for all kinds of excuses to get out of work. And so we decided to change our idea. We said, girls, we'll give you horseback riding lessons if you'll be willing to work hard and help us break up some concrete from the front of our house to the back of our house. We're going to tear up that old sidewalk and we're going to put a new sidewalk in. And so we have to remove all the rock. If you'd be willing to do that, then we'll give you horseback riding lessons. Oh, we'll do anything if we can have horseback riding lessons. We said, okay, good. So I showed them with the goggles and the sledgehammer and the pick, and we went out and worked for a while, breaking up concrete. And it was hard work that we were doing there to break up this concrete into smaller pieces and haul the concrete away and put it in a big pile. And so it was work. It would take us several days. We knew that. So the next week, when it turned time for them to work, we said, okay, it's time to go out and break out the concrete. Dad, it's too hot, they said. And it was like 100 degrees out. And I said, oh, we're Taranskis. Drink some water. We don't use excuses. Let's go out and work. And I went out and worked with them. And it was hot. It was very hot. But we worked in the hot, hot sun. And we broke up concrete. And we piled it in the pile. And then we went back inside. The next week, similar kind of thing. Girls, it's time to go out and do our work now. Dad, it's raining. I said, you won't look for excuses. We're Taranskis. We go out and work, even if it's raining. We went out in the pouring rain. We're breaking up concrete out there, laughing about it as we're doing it. And it was just, I wanted to teach our girls that we work hard in life. It was such a great lesson. Now, it wasn't just that one experience, but over, you know, the next couple of years, we did other things to try to encourage them to learn how to work hard. This is something we must learn in life. But here's the real reward for us was, I remember when they were like 14 years old, we're standing around one time and we're talking, and one of the girls, Megan, looks over at their friends and say, "Yeah, Dad, they don't know how to work hard like we do." I go, "Yes, we got that." My girls learned how to work hard, and I just enjoyed watching them. They continue to know how to take on a job and step in and work when other people don't want to. I think it's one of those things we want to teach children because it helps them. It's a life skill, learning how to work hard. And many of our children think they've reached capacity when they've got so much more capacity in their lives that they could do. So when they say it's too hard, or I'm too tired, I think we can help them do a lot more. So I would say teach your children to work hard. It's a great gift you'll pass on to them that they'll use for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I almost wanted to say amen to that. It's absolutely true. And thank you so much for sharing with us. That's really good story. And I'm sure it's something that they've carried on with them for the life they currently live. So thank you, Dr. Scott. Thank you, parents, for listening. It's been really great to talk about the how-tos that we're going to share on this season of our podcast. Please go back and listen to our other episodes. And if you want to reach us, Dr. Scott can be found at biblicalparenting.org, and I can be found at parentingishardwork.org. So feel free to come and visit our website and get some more information. Thank you so much, Dr. Scott, for your time today. And until next time, God bless.